Alright, next patient we're going to do is going to be a lady by the name of Linda. Linda Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R. Five fifteen fifty-one. Patient is originally from Honolulu, Hawaii. She's 74 years old, married twice. This current time, she's been married for 12 years. She has two children. She's alert. She's awake. She does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, period. She was an MA and nurse's aides for years, period. She has a history of medical problems, hypertension, stroke, and right-sided weakness. The stroke happened 2.5 years ago. Surgical history, knee surgery times two. Last hospitalization, 3.5 years ago. Last surgery was 3.5 years ago. Last hospitalization was 3.5 years ago because of her stroke, allergy, none. Her medication currently include the following. Clonidine 0.1 twice a day. Hydralazine 100 milligram twice a day. Losartan 100 milligram once a day. Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day. Aspirin 81 milligram a day. Plavix 75 milligram a day. Lisinopril 20 milligram a day. Patient's family history: mom died of ovarian cancer, dad died of kidney failure, urinary tract infection. Flu shot is up to date for this year, period. On exam, patient was found to be alert, awake, and no distress. Blood pressure is 120 over 68, pulse 72, respirations 18, pulse is 71, O2 sat 99%. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck show, JVD, skin shows, no rash around mucosa with anesthesia, logical, non-focal. Under review of system, put down right-sided weakness, difficulty with movement from time to time, has had leaky bladder, in quotation, does wear a diaper, not incontinent of stool, is not able to drive any longer, lives with her husband, who is considered her main caregiver. Period. Assessment, 74-year-old woman with history stroke 3.5 years ago, period. Patient is alert, awake, no distress, period. She has right-sided weakness, period. There's been no significant change in her function, period. She's able to ambulate with some help, but does not use a cane or a walker at this time, period. In the paragraph, her blood pressure is controlled on the current blood pressure and medication. She also has a history of hyperlipidemia, period. Has had no evidence of dysphagia, TIA, or any other associated symptoms at this time, period. Period. Patient, as far as provider services is concerned, she doesn't meet the criteria for provider services with the help of her husband at home and does not have any needs for hospice or palliative care at this time. Thank you. Hospital records. Let's see. I have been given patient's hospital records from the time she had the stroke. She did have what looks like a STT wave changes consistent with the possible old MI. Period. Patient records indicate that she's had a history of HLD, hypertension. Let's see, also indicates that previous surgeries included cystectomy as well as, cystectomy. Her echocardiogram. Electrocardiogram has shown no changes from previously. Patient's blood count within normal limits. CT showed no evidence of bleed. Patient did not have an MRI because of her knee hardware. And her EF was 55 to 60% on the echocardiogram, and no clots were noted. This was done as a part of her workup during the stroke. Period. Continue with the current medication and the workup. Per provider.